I can't count the number of times I've heard stories about people getting in trouble with police and trying to talk their way out of it, only to find themselves charged with one or more offences. It also concerns me when people are arrested and charged and they make a statement thinking it will assist them somehow. In New South Wales, we have the right to silence. It is a very important right, since it seems to be one of the only rights we have when arrested by police. Police can approach you at any time and ask you questions. A person is under no obligation to answer any questions, except those relating to their name and address in specific circumstances, and additional information may be required if you have been involved in a traffic offence or accident. If the police decide to arrest you or charge you, you still do not have to say anything. Answering police questions often results in those answers being used as evidence against you. The simple solution is to remain silent. Let the police do their job without helping them secure a conviction against you. Keep your mouth shut and as soon as possible, contact a legal representative and seek professional advice. Those of you under 18 must have a responsible adult present before talking to police. The responsible adult should protect the young person by doing such things as taking notes, ensuring they know they do not have to answer questions, and trying to secure legal